Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. The Election Commission of India has released the final voter list today as part of the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, in poll-bound Bihar. It is available on the official website of the Commission. According to the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer, CEO of Bihar, physical copies of the electoral roll will be made available with all district election officers come district magistrates. Union Minister for Agriculture and Rural Development, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, announced that a special team will be formed within the Indian Council of Agricultural Research, ICAR, to address challenges related to sugarcane cultivation in the country. The minister was virtually addressing National Consultation on Sustainable Sugarcane Economy in New Delhi today. He also highlighted that this team will formulate sugarcane policy and research directions after taking suggestions from farmers, scientists, and industry stakeholders. Mr. Chauhan emphasized that the research will be focused on benefiting farmers and finding practical solutions for them. The NDA delegation, led by Member of Parliament Hema Malini, is on a day's visit to Karur to ascertain situations that led to the stampede. They met people who were injured in the stampede and are undergoing treatment in hospitals. Yesterday, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan visited the bereaved families of the victims. They too visited those undergoing treatment at various hospitals. Meanwhile, the Tamil Nadu police has arrested three persons in connection with the Karur stampede case. The party functionaries Mariagan and Masi Pavanraj were summoned by the Karur police yesterday evening. Felix Gerald, a YouTuber, was also arrested for spreading false news about the Karur stampede. In view of the prevailing peaceful situation on the seventh day of the imposition of prohibitory orders under Section 163 of BNSS in violence-hit Leh district of Ladakh, authorities have granted relaxations in restrictions in two phases. However, mobile data services and public Wi-Fi facility of 5G remained suspended today. The Union Home Ministry, MHA, has ordered to suspend mobile data services in Leh till 6 p.m. on the 3rd of October 2025. The relaxation today was given initially from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and later, considering the peaceful atmosphere during the relaxation period, the district authorities further extended it till 5 p.m. Schools, colleges, universities and other educational institutions remained closed today. Deputy Chief of Air Staff Air Marshal Avadhesh Kumar Bharti has stressed that indigenization is the way ahead to win future wars. Addressing the Aero Tech India organized by FICCI in New Delhi, Air Marshal Bharti recommended 100% indigenization to ramp up production within defined timeframes. He presented a detailed framework for future conflict requirements, emphasizing that wars will be won by faster innovation, integration and self-reliance. He also urged manufacturers to invest in quantum computing for secure communications, scramjet engines to enable hypersonic missiles, core aero engine technologies for fighters and transport aircraft. A powerful car bomb blast outside the headquarters of Pakistan's paramilitary frontier corps in Quetta has killed 10 people and wounded more than 30. Provincial Minister in the Health Department of Balochistan, Bakht Muhammad Kakar, said two law enforcement personnel were killed in the blast while the rest of the dead were civilians. Security forces said six terrorists, including a suicide bomber, were killed in the retaliatory action. And in women's cricket, India were 122 for 5 in 26 overs in the first match of ICC Women's ODI World Cup in Guwahati when reports last came in. Sri Lanka have won the toss and decided to bowl first. Due to rain, the match has been restricted to 48 overs. And today, Market Mantra program will be broadcast from 8:10 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. instead of its usual time at 6:30 p.m. So tune in to Akashvani FM Gold. And that is the end of this news bulletin.